Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race. Tonight's host is Kenny Harrison. Joining Kenny will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Cameron Marston, Christina Beatty, DJ Jesse Janity, and special guest, Drag Race Season 2 Assistant Editor, Matthew Whale. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Drag Race news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kenny Harrison!
Hey, we've made it.
Looks like we made it.
We've made it to the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, Episode 15. It was a great finale, and it was just, you know, this was a good time. Had by all. And I have a couple of announcements. First of all, one of our co-hosts, Courtney Stewart, is not with us tonight.
Aww.
She's actually
She's
actually in New York working very hard. Her very supportive boyfriend had to do a gig in New York, so she went to be supportive of him. So we miss you, Courtney, and we wish you were here for the finale. Instead, we do have a special guest, Matt Wild.
Hello, everyone.
Who has worked on RuPaul's Drag Race.
That is correct.
Yeah, in the past.
Yes.
And also we have two special co-hosts, Christina Beatty.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Christina. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice she's been with you. Us before, so she's not special. So she's just here. and also not special is Raymond Alvarado.
Yay!
Who's back again.
Hola. Hola.
Who's bringing, quote unquote, and I'm doing the fingers, Latin co-host again. Trust me, those are the only two words he knows is hola and si. So
and binga.
Whatever. All right, guys. So let's just
wait. Sorry, it's Matt Weil, right?
Weil, correct.
Kenny
yes.
Kenny tends to mispronounce a lot of things here.
So we're starting already. You're coming for me already.
Can we
get into the actual show and then you can like rip on me later?
We love you.
Before we get into the show, we have some major news.
Yes, I wanna. First of all, we have Maria Menounos, our fabulous executive producer. Is her book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, is selling like wildfire. So we wanna congratulate her. Pick up the book. It's absolutely.
Well, wait. There's even bigger news than that. Maria Menounos is now a New York Times bestseller.
Hey. All right, girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. That's what I'm saying.
So that's absolutely amazing. You know, pick up the book. It's Every Girl's Guide to Life. Pick up the book. It's great. It's amazing. And also, you know, the whole Prince, you know, William and Kate, they're getting married this week. So we want to let everyone know we're gonna cover it. It's gonna be absolutely amazing. We got our host for this big event is WWE former WWE announcer Lillian Garcia. She's gonna be joined with One Tree Hill alum Kat Bayless. Our very own producer Courtney Stewart is gonna be joining them, as well as Australian actor Paul Ashton. So it's gonna be a great event. It's gonna be Friday, April 29th. So
1 a.m.
1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Yeah. I don't know what that translates into, you know, London time, but hey, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So you know, join in for that. All right, guys. I'm going to back up because I feel like I'm loud. Am I loud?
Yeah, we're...
Am I screaming? I'm excited. This was a finale.
Can we? Yeah.
Let's get excited about it.
Right? Yeah, it was a great end to a wonderful season.
Yeah, exactly.
First time I was ever happy to be lied to.
Oh,
not Cameron. Me.
Well, you know what? We'll get into that later. So, the episode started. You know, it was just. I will say that it was kind of a. It was a blah blah episode for the finale.
The episode itself was blah.
Yeah. So I mean. Basically, the girls were greeted by my favorite judge, I guess, Michelle Visage.
Right.
Visage. She came in and she told them that their final challenge was going to be the music video. That they were just, you know, they were going to perform in the... Why are you looking at me like that?
Because right now you are the... You are the voice of God in my head. That is more, Jesse, that's better. Much better. Oh, my gosh.
I am God.
Just listen to me.
Listen to me. I was repenting that alcohol earlier. Whoa.
No, we don't drink alcohol.
No. Right. Just me.
Exactly. No, not even you. It's holy moly. Yeah. There you go. Jesus has resurrected.
Visage. Okay.
Okay, so
size does matter. Challenge.
Size does matter. For Rena, size does matter.
Our viewers don't know who Rena are.
That's okay. Is. They will. Oh, okay. The theme was size does matter.
Size does matter. So they got in. And I guess we started with the living statue, and they rehearsed. By the way, the choreographer. Did I say that right?
Choreographer Ryan.
Is a
Heffington. The genie is out.
Huffington.
Heffington. Versage Heffington.
Who was absolutely stunning.
a mix of Helen of Troy and Burt Reynolds from Boogie Nights.
What's the lead singer of Queen? That's who I kept thinking
right.
of.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes, exactly. You know what? The mustache had me going.
It was the stash.
It was absolutely
70s porn.
Phenomenal.
I love the Leia bun.
I think RuPaul
top.
Should try that.
70s Jewish porn.
Did they have Jewish porn?
If they did, that's what it would be. Okay. There you go.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so.
But I'm pretty sure he was uncut.
He was heffing it.
Hello, G-Reddit show.
Oh, can he
come on.
Since
12:30, 12:45.
I know. You know what? Oh, yeah. It's
after
like,
hours.
It's 1
okay.
o'clock.
Living statutaries.
By the way, we are number 2 on iTunes.
Moving on up.
After Buzz.
Way to drop down.
Well, we were number 1.
Way to bring us down, Kenny.
Yeah.
And then we had a phenomenal show last week.
Wait, but you guys are also competing with WWE's Tough Enough Divas.
Oh.
And they have thousands and thousands of like dedicated fans who will listen to the
over.
Which means we're in the hundreds.
And just cock my neck.
And they have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. Sold.
Enough said.
Sold.
All right, let's get into it. All right, enough. All right, let's focus here.
Are we silence.
Focus. So they basically did a music video, which it was okay. It wasn't like, you know, first of all, the song, in my opinion, was Challenge. Is it Challenge?
Champion.
By RuPaul.
Choreographed by Ryan Heffington and directed by Stuart Anderson.
Oh. You've been paying attention.
Matthew Anderson.
Gotcha. No, Stuart.
I got Matthew.
Matthew, Stewart.
I think it was Stewart, actually. I would trust the Hawaiian over the Mexican. That's
I've
just
been wrong before, so
personal.
That's my disclaimer.
We'll the probably Mexican watch it again.
The Mexican has corrected the Hawaiian
the
on
Mexican,
many occasions.
Quote, unquote. But who cares? So, yeah. So, the music video, they were basically statuettes in the background-ish. And they basically were posing in the background, which was
falling statues.
It was hard for some of them.
I don't understand. It's like, okay, so Raja was the main one who had an issue with it because she kept falling down. But, you know, hey, what are we gonna do? She's not. She can't dance. We've already established this. You know,
what she makes up for it in her legs, I suppose.
But aside from that, then what else are you gonna do? You know, you're just standing there. Look how pretty. Hard could it be? I mean, all of them could look pretty. Keyword could. And and don't get me wrong. Like I really like. I think out of the three that were left, okay, the top two that were left. I think they deserve to be in the top two. And I think I picked them from, like, day one. You know what I mean?
Let's just jump in. Matt, it's okay to rip. You can totally rip jump at in any time.
All right, absolutely. I mean, I was quite partial to Carmen myself. So I was upset to see her go.
Ah. Which, beautiful. They brought her back.
They did, that's yes. correct.
And Courtney, who so
now
we,
she's in the same category as Shanji. Well, she's in the cornfield with Shanji.
Oh, Shanji. But no, they brought her back, and she just went away right away. But, like, in my opinion, I think the top three would have been better if it was Yada, Sophia. And actually, last episode, when we talked about it, I actually wanted her to go first. But in retrospect, I think that she should have been the top three instead of Alexis Mateo. Yeah.
Really?
I think if Mariah had more character, okay, she would have been in the top three. I'm just saying.
That was
within,
like,
the top four.
Okay, that was like four episodes ago. She left like 16 episodes.
I'm just saying
later.
That was my choice to be in the top three.
But she didn't make it, so moving on.
That was Mexico that said that, sorry.
So they rehearsed. It was a mess, and then they had lunch with RuPaul. Alexis was first, and of course...
What did lunch consist of?
A very filling meal of Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
What did Roger say?
Thanksgiving.
Tic Tac.
We're going to get to that. Would you guys just relax? I have all this written down for a reason.
Last week, you're jumping ahead, and now you're trying to hold it back.
Yeah, but you're in perfect order tonight.
This is why. Because I got a lot of crap last week, and I'm going to say crap because I'm G-rated, and... I'm gonna filter because apparently you bitches aren't filtered. did I say bitches? Sorry. I'm gonna go by the rules because, well, Courtney's not here and I kinda wish she was.
Oh, she's
here.
We
miss you, Courtney.
Aww.
She's in New York. It's 4 a.m. and she should call us. So I'm just saying, Courtney, call us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We miss you.
Yeah. Okay, so Alexis went first. The tears came. She talked about the family, blah, 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 whatever. Moving on, Manila was next. And she also mentioned her family, but the big thing about Manila was that, like, she didn't, her dad didn't approve. You okay over there?
Sorry, I fell over. My chair fell over.
Raymond, are you drunk?
Your old testicles.
Okay,
over
so enough about me.
Kenny's testicle fell off.
Oh, jeez. Really? We're talking about Manila and her dad and how he disapproved of her.
That's indicative of all Filipino Pinoy drag queens. The relationship with their father is always the same. It's always.
How
so? The dad wants them to be something else, but they don't know how to deal with it. And that's just the basic. His story. Well, it's.
Coming from our fellow
status
Filipino.
Status quo.
Are you Filipino? No, okay.
I'm an islander.
Oh, what same does that entail?
Basically the same thing.
Same thing.
Exactly. So did you have issues with your father growing up as a... May I just ask if you're homosexual?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have issues with your father?
No, actually, my dad was okay with it. He thought it was the end thing at the time.
Okay.
It's seriously.
He thought it was a phase. Like, that's the end thing.
Trade secrets.
So back in 1954, it was the end thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It was for him and Raja.
Let's ask Raja.
Speaking of Raja, she also had lunch she thought it was.
I'm coming, Mary. I am coming.
Oh,
she got up on that motto.
She had lunch and it was her Thanksgiving. The Tic Tac was her Thanksgiving. It was amazing.
I can only eat half.
And she explained that she's a Gemini and like she has these different personalities and this is indicative of Geminis that they are one thing in one situation and then they tend to be something else in another situation. Do we all agree about this?
Classic.
No.
No.
Are you a Gemini, Matt?
No.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo myself.
Oh, ah. Yes. What are you?
I'm a Leo.
Of course. What are you? Oh, you're a Capricorn.
Yeah.
We have Capricorns in the house. Hello.
You too?
No, but I deal with many of your types.
Oh.
I love, love, love them.
Oh. Wait, are you saying they're alcoholics?
No, just the Capricorns. Oh. I'm an Aquarius, though. In every
You're the next. You're next over. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
She's an air sign.
DJ Jesse.
The 21st. Are you?
What are you?
The first.
Virgo.
Oh, see, creative. You guys are very creative.
That's right.
You guys, don't like being the Indians, though. That's for sure. Always the chief, never the Indians.
I don't know what that
Move
means.
On, Kate.
Exactly. I'm at a loss for words in that comment because I have nothing. So
the
I'm
multitudes
just move
of
on.
Our listeners who actually blue collar workers will understand that.
Is it possible we have blue collar workers listening to RuPaul's Drag Race? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Come on.
Don't discriminate, Kenny. Don't discriminate.
Come on.
I'm disappointed in you, Kenny. Rein it in.
I'm bringing it in. So Thanksgiving. And then meanwhile, what they did is they intercut the lunch with the rehearsals. So Raja and her rehearsal, it didn't go over too well. I'm talking about the rehearsal with the naked, half naked.
What do they call him?
The pit crew.
So he's the light skin. He's not really Latin. I think he's maybe Mediterranean. And there was a point where Ryan Heffington.
Either way,
he's hot. Okay, Ryan Heffington makes a comment about Raja, and Raja admits that she has trouble with intimacy. But okay, so I said intimacy. If you guys haven't been, I've been to Faultline, and I've seen the pit crew guy. All of Faultline has been intimate.
Wait, us who don't know, what is Faultline?
Faultline is a gay establishment that is currently...
in what city?
It's in Silver Lake or Hollywood.
I would say Los Feliz.
Los Feliz. And it is...
Kenny, do you speak on...
It's on a moratorium at this point. It's on a 30-day suspension, so it's closed right now.
Oh, no.
But...
I'm going to give a shout out to Faultline. I think it's a great establishment. For drinking. It's a great establishment.
Okay, let's bring it back.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. Mm-hmm. And
the pit crew worker does frequent this as a go-go dancer.
Yes. And
many of the Faultline patronage,
including myself,
have been very intimate with this pit crew member. So I don't blame Raja for holding back. You never know what kind of fungus grows in certain areas.
Really?
Yes. Bring on the fungus. It's not about fungus.
You know what? He's a Raja fan.
He's probably a very nice guy.
Herein, or those are the hosts only. Not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy, and I'm sure fungus does not grow on him.
And no pit crew members were harmed in
the filming of this episode.
That we know of.
Exactly. So Raja has intimacy problems. She fears that. So I don't find that
wasn't edited.
And then Alexis Mateo. I wrote down that she pinched his nipples.
Boring.
I wrote that too. Right.
Yeah, I was just boring. Boring. And then Manila, greasy guy. Okay, so we discussed this before. Her boyfriend from season 2, which you probably have seen a lot of,
right,
was Sahara Davenport, who's
a married woman.
This was supposed to be about like performing and being an artist and being, you know,
blonde Asian,
an actor. Yeah, and it's just like you have to separate, in my opinion, you have to separate work from your personal,
which
like,
you're also in the industry.
She's in the biz too. Like, I'm sure she understands.
And that's the first thing that came to mind is like she was on the season last year or maybe this.
No, it was last year.
Yes, it was last.
She
year.
Should be right. able to differentiate like her relationship as opposed to the whole competition.
Right. Well. We're talking two drag queens. I mean, what more?
The thing is,
I really don't know. I can't rebuttal that because I really don't know.
And that's why the winner won, because she has experience.
Yeah,
because
she's like 50 40 years old. Exactly. Exactly. So they went through the lunch. They did the audition. Then it came down to the video itself. And like, Raja on the first couple of takes screwed up the video entirely.
She looked like a deer in headlights.
It was very messy, and I think she played it off really well, but still, I was like, you know,
she didn't even smile though.
It was like professionally, I don't think that she came through. as she should have.
Yeah.
And as well as Manila, she fucked up. I wrote down she fucked up.
Wow.
But,
she's a little possessed.
G-rated show, but, by the way. G-rated
it's
show.
It's past midnight, so I'm okay. So
we were.
But no. Manila's thing was the whole hair issue with Alexis Mateo being in the front, and she couldn't see. It was. I thought that was hilarious.
Absolutely.
It was hilarious because, first of all, I think that I've worked with actors before in college and blah blah blah, and it's very important to hit your marks. However, when you're performing, you have to play it off. You know what I mean? And I get that these, you know, neither one of the three women are actors or performers per se, when it comes to shooting music videos, blah blah blah. But it's your job to know where you're supposed to be and to be professional when you're dealing with like these shoots.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta fake it till you make it, girl.
That's right.
Wasn't that last week? That was
sure
my motto
was.
Last week.
Power of FU.
And we've discussed that I do fake it.
Have you done a video?
Have I faked
three?
It recently? Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't remember that conversation.
I don't know about this video though. Honestly, the theme.
Well,
of it,
the theme wasn't.
That wasn't very high budget.
I got the theme. I got the theme, and I understand the whole champion thing, but it was just like. It was very, for me, it was very simple. You know, it wasn't.
Especially for Bruce style.
Not even that. It's like, because I compare a lot of because first of all, music videos kind of don't exist anymore anyway. But the ones that I see, like the Lady Gaga's music videos that we get, the Born This Ways, as opposed to Britney Spears' music videos. They are elaborate, and they okay, Courtney's
and
not here.
And mute.
Well, Courtney's not here, and Jesse's, like, playing fiddle on the roof.
Playing solitaire.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's like, the music videos nowadays are more elaborate and more...
Avant-garde.
They're, yes. Racy. And but they're more visual, as opposed to, like... Oh, I just want to see you dance. I just want to see you stand there. I just want to see you pose. And that's what this music
is. We want
video
the whole
was.
Package in 011.
Exactly. That's what Jesse was doing.
Yeah. This kitten. We all got a little Britney in us somewhere.
Okay. I also think there's.
And that
scared.
Wraps our show for tonight.
There went my dinner.
Your Tic Tac.
What were you saying, Raymond?
Videos. These days are spared. Like, if you're not doing well, you don't get a video. And
I think if you don't have money to do a video, you don't do a video.
Right. Which is
because there's no
the same thing.
Okay, let's just face it. Back in the 80s and 90s, music videos sold the artists and they sold the music. Nowadays,
yeah, more 90s. Yeah.
But yep. Nowadays, it's like you don't even need, like, nobody has music videos anymore.
Housewives.
Back then, they would groom the artist. Now everything needs to be prepackaged, ready
exactly.
to go. And if you ain't got it, you're not
you
going to
have
can
a
we
blonde
say,
wig.
Can we say prepackaged?
Tardy
slash Britney Spears. Prepackaged?
Ooh.
Britney Spears. Just
or
saying.
Gaffed.
Or gaff slash
it was,
Britney Spears.
Okay, let me, okay, because you messed it up last week too. It was gaff. G-A-F-F. There was no T in the word whatsoever.
Did I say gaff?
Yes, you did.
I don't recall.
Put his little Kenny
Jeez,
flavor on it.
Louise.
Hence my text message earlier.
Pay attention to detail, Kenny.
Hence who's running the show?
Courtney.
No, Courtney is not here.
She's still running the show.
No, she's not. She's not here, so... I'm this is my job to bring us back on focus.
I'm having abandonment
whatever,
issues.
Whatever. So Manila and her 93 pounds.
A ballerina.
Yeah, it was that was funny. Whatever. Blah blah blah. And so, you know, I'm just gonna
Wait,
jump ahead
what
because
to the nip slip on aisle 4 though.
That was
oh,
later.
Yeah.
That was later.
And the higher the hair, the closer to God.
Yeah. She was using her
The discus was holding it like
as
a serving
tray.
That was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
She couldn't get it right. Like, you know, it's like.
Well, another thing about
but
music
it was
video,
perfect.
Drag queens don't know how to use javelins.
Exactly.
They don't have discus all the time.
Exactly.
It's just javelin looked
she brought
stiff.
It back to Denny's. Like, she started right. serving.
Exactly. So it was just like, you know, what else
She's
are they going to do?
She's a high-class Chili's girl.
I'm sorry.
Chili's?
Chili's, not Denny's.
What's the difference?
I want my baby back.
It's So Raja had the javelin, Alexis had the archery, and Manila had a discus. What more do we want? That's javelin. Just like
that's a throwback to Revenge of the Nerds.
What was his name?
I don't know.
He was the black
Lamar.
Guy. Lamar.
Lamar.
Before my
Lamar.
Time.
Lamar LaFrance.
Before whatever, you were born in like 1954. So, moving right along, we get to the main stage and Big Bird came out. It was amazing. I loved it.
Giant Street. Concept orange rose.
Exactly.
The rose which was the fierce. Best part yes, about the outfit.
And she stole the feathers straight from Sesame Street, which sure was did. Amazing.
She did.
It was great.
Essentially, you guys are saying she would look good as a bobblehead.
I didn't say it.
I didn't say it either. RuPaul, we love you.
I don't
we
know.
Really do.
She does have Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
She know. Does. So
that's part of being a drag queen, over the top, right?
Yes,
that was
exactly.
Over the top dress.
Raymond, really? Can you refrain from doing that?
That was totally Christian.
By the way, speaking of Barbie, Ru was an excellent Barbie doll in the video.
She was.
Yes, she was.
She was absolutely fabulous.
That's what she gets paid for.
Hey.
That's why the prize money went up.
Get that
okay,
dollar.
I need somebody's help. I have quotes, and I don't know who said it. I think RuPaul said it. It's just family, so let's get nuclear.
Let's get nuclear. That was RuPaul, yeah.
What does that mean? I didn't
nuclear
get that.
Family.
Like a nuclear family.
What does that mean, though?
Let's get what?
A mother, a father, and two kids.
And a dog.
And a dog, yes.
So
the perfect... You know,
who
suburban
was she talking
the
to?
The ideal family.
Oh, right. She's talking about the judges. It was just the I got it. I'm a little slow. It's fine.
No, you're not.
Okay,
why?
It's like 1 o'clock
why are
in the
you
morning.
Slow?
Okay, so Raja, she came up. She came out and did all that jazz. This is my problem with the finale of this show is that there wasn't really
the
a theme.
Were kinda...
They were random. It wasn't a theme. Yeah. It was kind of. It wasn't even like, oh, come out in your best drag. It was just like, all right, just come out. And Raja came out with all that jazz, which was cute, but like I didn't find it appropriate for like the big.
But out of the three, she was definitely the best.
Yeah, she was.
Or
yes.
Ish. Well, because Alexis
Victor, Victoria, Chicago-esque.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Because, okay, well, I'm going to go
in
order.
Can you staccato my ears one more time?
What is staccato?
Jeez,
your ears?
Pierce my eardrum.
You can leave the studio. The door's
yell.
Right there. It's not jeez. Like, whatever.
The word of the day is staccato.
Exactly. Oh. Do we have Urban Dictionary for that? This is what we used to do on the game. We used to come up with a word, and there was an urban definition for everything, which was amazing. So,
awesome.
Alexis Mateo came out, and she was the can girl, which was which.
We're down to there.
It was.
She
whatever.
Looked like a high class carny.
She looked like a drag queen.
Have you guys ever been to a drag pageant? That's
yes.
very drag pageant. That's very
yeah,
pageant.
Like, but my thing is just like really what like can
it's
you
just below showgirl. Category.
Actually, do you know the Urban Dictionary term for staccato?
I'm actually interested.
What is it?
I'm ready. Wonderfully with this show.
Interesting or interested?
I'm interesting to hear this.
Interesting to hear this. The slapping of one's penis against another one's face, also known as cock smack.
Kenny is
wait,
interested. He loves that.
Wait, also
S-T-P.
Known as what? Also known as
staccato.
What?
Staccato.
Also known as what?
Staccato.
Cock slapping.
Oh. That sound, that's you in my earphones right now.
I'm cock slapping you in your ear. Oh, that's just lovely.
A Lorena Bobbitt, you boy.
Oh, this is a G-rated show.
We've gone past that. Move on. Next one.
All of a sudden.
Oh, did I skip? Oh, I skipped one. Manila. She came out in her regular gown.
She looked like she got slimed.
Oh,
yeah,
it was hideous.
Yeah, well, I mean, what
very Nickelodeon.
This was
for sure.
Double
dare.
I'm just gonna move on.
Yeah, it's very double dare slimed.
Yeah, it was.
She got slimed.
It was.
What?
It wasn't. And this was my problem. It was like there was no concept to any of the gowns. It was no like.
There was no theme.
Yeah, it was no theme. And it was just like
free for all.
And it was never mentioned that, oh, they're just going to come out and, you know, whatever. So it was just like, whatever.
It's basically, just bring your best.
Exactly. Right. Moving right along.
And who did?
But did they?
Who did?
No.
Well, you know, Raja came out. Out of the three, I think Raja was the best, but it still wasn't like a wow. You know what I mean? It was like, I was looking for like the grand finale, of, like the granddaddy of all like drag. You know
steal
what I mean?
My breath away, RuPaul.
Exactly.
Okay, so break it down. Give us, what would you have come out with, Kenny?
Mr. Judgmental?
No,
what,
I'm just
what would
saying,
you come
like,
out with?
What would you
Black
have done, huh? Ha, huh, Kenny?
So the
Miss
contestants...
whatever your name was back in 1984.
Miss Foxy Half Mocha.
Oh, jeez.
What would
really?
You have done?
Really?
Let's
really?
Hear it.
Yeah.
Can I run the show and not you two? Exactly. Oh. Ah,
we're just asking what you would
no,
have done.
I would have done. This is what
I. What is in
no,
your suitcase?
No, this is what I would have done. I would have done something. First of all, I would have, if I was RuPaul, I would have come up with a theme. There was no theme.
Okay.
No.
Take that out of it. She did not come
but,
up
okay,
with a theme.
Okay. So they would. They came out as is, basically. So,
and I'm talking
the
about
as
you.
Is challenge.
What would you have
I
come
came,
out with?
I would have come out
you
with
have
me.
So much
I would have brought in whatever flavor that I would have brought to the
witches.
Show.
Witches.
Shower shoes.
Witches.
And tearaway sweatpants.
Woo.
Let the records be known.
With a fedora.
Courtney, that's for you.
With a fedora.
Shower shoes.
I have on a nice t-shirt.
You do look yes. very nice
jeans,
tonight, by the way.
And I have my Converse kicks
little
on today.
Chucks.
You came very dapper.
My chucks. Exactly. Dapper. I almost wore my pink shirt today, by the way. It
takes a real man to bust
pink ladies.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Thank you.
But again.
See, Christina has my back.
This
I,
is my
I
point,
lo-
though.
That's
I
why
like it, Ken.
Thank you.
I like it.
I'm glad that you're here.
Beep, beep.
I'm glad that you're here. Moving right along.
So you generally have no idea what you would have come out with.
I'm not in competition, so I couldn't say what I don't do drag, so I can't say.
Time out, you don't or never
I don't.
Have.
I said I don't do drag. I didn't say I never have done drag.
Since you are one of the one person who has done drag in here,
wait,
that you
what
know
you
have done.
Matt, have you done drag?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Christina,
Jesse,
sorry, darling.
And
Jesse,
Cameron?
Does it?
I may be a Chichi La Rue, but she's not here, and it never has come.
Okay,
wait, sidebar.
So
Chichi La Rue is a big queen.
Yeah,
you guys know that?
Exactly.
Chichi La Rue is a producer and director of
she
male porn.
Love every little bit of it.
Actually,
Chichi Rodriguez.
That's what I thought he was talking about. Chichi Rodriguez. Exactly.
That's what
and
I meant.
And scenes.
So let's move on.
Look, for the listeners,
I
I'm
will
just
say,
saying, in fairness, though, Kenny had all this judgment, but again, he had no idea what he would have come out
and
with.
And I'm just saying that I probably have, I've done drag once, but I'm probably not the only person that has talked in this
so
room.
So you would have
so,
been an old
moving
school
on.
Alexis.
So Alexis Mateo, what they
wait,
did.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
You can't just throw
yeah,
that
yeah,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I want to roll my R's.
You can't just throw out
so,
a
tongue. So, yeah, I want to know who else in the room has tucked.
You can't throw out a tongue bomb.
Matthew,
like that.
Have you ever tucked before?
I don't think it'd be physically possible for me. I don't know. It's, I've never tried.
Uh-uh. Christina,
why wouldn't it
not?
Be physically possible?
Can we not discuss that right wrestling. Now? Really?
It is past midnight.
We just met Matt, so we'll just leave that as is, okay?
Hey, bring him on in with a warm welcome.
I'm just saying. It's...
Christina, have you talked?
No.
We are part
I
of the royal
I have nothing to
family.
Talk.
You what?
I have nothing to talk.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
where
do.
Are these going to go?
Oh, I can tell you a couple of things where they can go, a couple of places. Why are we having this discussion?
Well, where are they, Kenny?
So
where are the places?
What the judges did, they sent the contestants backstage and left one contestant on stage to talk about the pros and cons of the other contestants as well as themselves.
Their opportunity to throw a bitch under the bus.
Exactly. And this is where the shade comes in. So Alexis Mateo was first.
Do we all agree that the shade was kind of weak, though?
Yeah, they were all okay. Just... Well, you know what? In competition-wise, I think they were done very well because you don't want to make yourself... come off as like a complete bitch.
If they were more strategic and said it nicely.
Yeah. I think so too. But at the same time, you also want to put your best foot forward. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Right. Because that shows what kind of person you are.
Exactly. So.
But that's not what the viewers want. The viewers want queen on queen violence.
That's true.
Sure do.
However, it kind of, when they went backstage and we actually, for the first time, watched the Untucked version of the show, they kind of, you know. In a nice way, they kind of in a nice way, but at the same time, I think I got where they were all coming from. Like I knew, you know, where a lot of the frustration and the anger came from.
The first bitch I wanted to punch in the face.
Yeah, and that was kind of one of the most honest comments out of all of them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's one of the most blatant
she
comments, but I don't think it...
But,
so, wait, are you saying Raja held back throughout the season?
No.
Exactly.
No.
I think you're,
but she,
you're
she
trying
held
to
back,
summarize
but
it
in
with
front,
her.
But in front of the judges, she did. On stage, she did.
No, I think you're trying to summarize it with, you know, I'm going to punch you in the face means a summary of everything. That's the most important thing, where Raja was who she was through and through.
Well, I mean, they all were who they were.
Until the very
through.
End, when
yeah.
Raja was like,
I
you know,
was,
I talked shit about you, but I'm
tears.
So happy you're
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was pillowed.
I thought it was watered down. I think
I would say the same thing to you if I knew I was going to stomp you out the competition, too.
Sounds like
there
a
is
I'm not sparing your feelings.
Are you going to be here next week? All right. Yeah, your dress does look good.
There is no stomping me on the competition. That's the problem.
A stomp off for the reunion.
You're right, shower shoes.
Whatever. Spinner baby tooth.
Oh, no. She's
dolphin
done and
dolphin
done.
Tooth.
There you go.
Spinner dolphin.
Stupid.
A baby spinner dolphin.
All right. So that went on. There's no reason to go through whatever. They each talk crap about them, like, lightly and then whatever. So it came. They brought all three queens back on stage, and RuPaul announced the third runner-up, the second runner-up.
No,
which
we can
was,
back it up. Let's talk about the judges' comments, though. How about that?
Go for it.
Michelle Visage actually, not recanted, but she did admit how she tore into Kenny.
Michelle Visage. Go ahead. Finish. Continue.
Poor Michelle. How she had... kind of tore apart Alexis Mateo repeatedly, many episodes.
Which we all did.
But she did admit that she's still here and she brought her game and she gave
her best drag foot forward?
Yeah, and she did her little slogan, went bam!
Yeah.
So she kind of gave her credit. Mm. But I have to say, you know, Manila, I think RuPaul gave the Manila comment about she always comes
consistent.
She's consistent, mm-hmm. and she's a superstar.
What the judges said about Alexis was that she was too regional.
RuPaul said that, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Regional. Meaning
Puerto Rico. Pageantry,
meaning
Florida.
She
read
it out of a book. That's what she said.
Well, that's what a lot of a lot of the queens, like, that was their comment about her. It was like every week she did the same thing. Like, she had the same hair, the same ponytail.
She had a formula.
Yeah, she had the same thing every week. She didn't bring
anything.
Where
did you get your drag from?
I'm sorry?
Where did you get your drag from?
Me?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about me? Where does this come from? Because
Alexis had mentioned how she got hers from reading
as a newcomer,
basically.
I don't do drag. I mean, I did it once for Halloween. That doesn't constitute me being a drag queen.
What did Santino say about Raja?
I don't know. You tell
she's
me.
A bad bitch.
Mm.
Sure did.
Well, I would hope so because she's like 50. And like, if you've been in the game
same
forever.
Age
respect
range.
Your elders. Yeah.
Same
well,
age
I'm
range.
Just saying. Like,
she's the Betty White of drag.
Oh, my God.
She sure is.
I thought Betty White, though.
Betty White.
See, exactly.
Is, well, you don't
I
know
don't
who
Betty. But I love Betty White. That's why I'm saying.
You don't love
I
me?
Don't get it. No.
Oh. I love Betty.
The door is over there. You can exit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Escort me, please.
Take it to you.
No,
make it grow.
You can walk on your own with your spinner tooth over there.
Booba, they're all intact. Paid for and intact.
Whatever, booba lips. So, Alexis Mateo finishes third place. Manila and Raja are left to lip sync for their life. On
the jig is up, bitches.
On champion, which was
boring,
uneventful,
yeah. Absolutely.
And Raja wins.
They almost look like they're doing the same dance moves at one
point. But my thing is, it's like it wasn't like I in past even like this season, I've seen better. Lip sync for your life than this one. And it was just like
the last episode,
better.
Girls
especially
are freaking out, ripping off clothes.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I mean, in season two, Tyra like went up to
that?
The judges' table
yes.
and
she
worked
served
the whole
it.
Stage. They just
she
they didn't work the
it.
Stage.
Gave
at
a
all.
Rose
to
every
very,
judge.
They were very stationary, very stale.
And
she
kinda,
gave them up close baby teeth in that episode, I remember.
She sure did.
Look at this.
There's so many baby teeth on. But I think
anymore.
For this one, I she had
a
fix. And she had
a new addition.
Yeah.
But
we're grabbing them.
Oh, sorry.
I've got some
I don't even realize I'm doing it.
But okay. Yeah, it was uneventful and it was just, you know, whatever. So, and that was it. Raja wins. She got the crown and
that crown.
Boring.
I want one.
It was uneventful and it was just, you know,
It was a surprise to you, right?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a surprise to me. No.
Well,
it was a surprise to me too.
So let's do. Okay, so was it? Obviously, it wasn't a surprise to you. Was it a surprise to you, Raymond?
No. Hell yeah.
Why? Because. So was it
somebody who I was in connections with told me that the winner
what
was
kind of connections in was third that? Place. let's delve let's, deeper let's into this.
Raymond has an acquaintance. Also
what kind
of
acquaintance?
Puerto Rican descent.
What kind of acquaintance? Yes.
Just an acquaintance.
He has skills in the aesthetic department.
Oh.
Who I guess also had connections to the show for this season in the makeup department for, I believe, your Michelle Visage.
Just
Michelle Visage?
That one. Raymond and Kenny, for you listeners, this is Cameron talking now, I was led to believe that Raja was not going to win.
True. That
so
fucker,
I'm wondering how the hell she's
going
to lose to Manila.
Actually.
AKA
I know,
Pinoy from the Streets.
Actually.
For real.
The Kai Kai Shibugi.
The Kai Kai Shibugi. Oh, like, God. I was led to believe Raja was to be third, and which only leaves... I didn't know who else was left. So if Raja was third, Alexis and Manila was first or second. Hence,
and Raja,
hell no,
Raja was not going to lose to Puerto Rican pageant princess. That's not happening.
I didn't know, but I had the insight that Raja won. So it was kind of spoiled for me.
Liar.
But
liar.
It's probably because Kenny went to the show when he wasn't supposed to go to the show, and they all booed her last week. Remember? Didn't they all boo her?
Oh, no, they didn't boo me.
No, they booed Raja.
They did.
In last week's episode, you went
they
to watch
did.
It at Mickey's. Boo.
Who went
Mickey's
to Mickey's?
Boo.
But him and Miss Cobby have a... Cobby. I meant Cosby. Have a thing going on.
What are you... What?
Raymond, put your...
Oh, geez.
Put your drink down.
Raja wins, and now we're going to go to a commercial. Jesse, please take us away, because this is getting out of control.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Hey, and we're back to the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, episode 15, season 3. And our special topics today, we have
Brittany, bitch.
Really? It is not.
I only
Brittany.
Have one more it's episode with you.
It's Matthew.
I just tipped my 40 Brittany. For Courtney.
Tip of 40 for Courtney.
Not a girl.
We've come to our special topics, and we have Matt Weil here, who has a little bit of experience and insight with this show, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yes.
So, my...
Oh, thank you.
So, my first question, Matt, first of all, explain to us what your involvement with the show was.
All right. Well, I was an assistant editor for season 2.
Uh-huh.
I worked for World of Wonder Productions, the production company that produces RuPaul's Drag Race. And out of the 2 years that I worked at that company, I would say that RuPaul's Drag Race was definitely the most challenging and exhausting projects I've ever worked on. Being an assistant editor meant I worked nights, so I worked from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m., but working on RuPaul's Drag Race, I was probably there till the sun came up.
Welcome
of
to
course.
The jungle.
Oh, right, exactly. You know.
Those are drag hours.
Booty call hours or drag hours?
Yes.
I don't know.
But, I mean, it was a very, very exhausting show to work on, especially during production, because when they probably shot an episode every 2 to 3 days. And there were probably about six cameras, and they probably used up about like five tapes each. So there were probably like 30 tapes that came in each day, and that required us to, you know, import it all in and all this technical jargon and, you know, sync up all the lobs. And depending on how far in the show you were, like the earlier in the show, since there were like 13 contestants, there were all these 13 microphones that you had to sync up. And it got eventually easier towards the end, but there are always those sleepless nights that I'll always remember. My God.
Right. So what did you, first of all, did you have any like interaction with RuPaul?
Absolutely. Yeah. After I stopped working nights and I stopped becoming an AE, I was a producer for a few more shows for World of Wonder while they were making Drag Race season 3. Mm-hmm. And RuPaul would come into the office all the time. And he was the nicest, sweetest guy. Well, when he's
a guy, he's a guy.
Right.
Because I've seen him in regular
day-to-day operations. Right. You know, you know, every now and then he'll come to work dressed up as a train conductor, you know,
Meaning he'd, with a hat and the...
Oh, yeah. He'd wear long overalls, like red flannel shirt, and specifically look fierce every day.
Right, right.
But he was so nice, and oh, my God, he's so tall.
Yeah.
Hold on. Matt believed that was actually a real mustache.
I did.
Is it not?
It's not a real mustache. Come on.
I didn't ask him. I wasn't going to ask
I have a mustache and whatever. It takes me, like a week to grow
that's
it out.
That's definitely but real, that's though.
It takes a long time. It doesn't take, like, a day to grow it out, Raymond. Like, how gullible are you?
No, I know.
Let's just be real.
It's beautifully grown.
Thank you.
It takes Christina a couple of days to grow
it out. You really put your back into it.
No, I wish I didn't grow it out. I'm not mad. I wish I didn't grow out.
I just thought RuPaul had superpowers.
Can we get back on track? This is Matt's time. He took the time out to come to our show, and we really appreciate you coming out.
Well, yeah,
thank you.
We do.
We have another personality up in here.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway, RuPaul, he really is the nicest guy, and he would always DJ all of our holiday parties.
Nice.
And he's always so much fun.
So did he actually have like a hand in the editing process as far as the show?
No, not specifically. He was working more on the production side and development side, coming up with you know, the challenges that they were going to have, and working with the heads of development and production. Right. Something I wasn't really involved in, but I knew of.
So you logged a lot of the footage that came in.
Oh,
is
yes.
there anything that really stood out from like season 2? Because I mean, season 2 was a good season. Is there
sure
anything
was.
That really stood out from that didn't make well that didn't make the final air that was on the cutting floor?
I wouldn't say for season 2. I mean, after working on season 2, I definitely had a jealous of my boogie permanently imprinted in my head. I mean, I think it's a somewhat
Poor
better song
Matt.
Than Champion, but
right.
I think
it was better than Champion.
I think
so. I love both of them.
I think so. But season 3 though, you know, on the show, whenever Carmen is walking around naked, going through that raw footage, it's not blurred out.
So you did get to see like a lot of the.
Oh yes, you get to see too much.
See, this is where we need Courtney, because you probably could answer a lot of the questions that she had earlier when we started talking about the, you know, where does it go? And
Carmen was always tucked. I don't know how she did. I mean, there were rumors that she was pumped, aka she took female hormones.
That was a big rumor
among the drag queens, and it was never confirmed.
So wait, you gotta explain that to me. So yes. If you're pumped, what does that mean?
It means you're taking female hormones.
Right.
Actually, there's all kinds of, because there's taking hormones, which they do, you know, black market hormones. They go to some little shop in Chinatown.
Tranny.
There's also pumped, meaning a lot of the queens will go to foreign countries and they'll take straight silicone injections into their body, not bagged.
No. But okay, so are we talking like the breast area, or are we talking about the lower area?
Breasts, butt, hips.
cheekbones, lips, all of it.
What gives her the
specifically,
curves?
Specifically the penis area. So is that affected by the injection?
Honestly, I don't know. I've never tried.
Okay, two separate issues.
Well,
there's
if it's hormones and it
well, that's
it
what I'm
happens.
Saying.
Yeah,
like,
it must,
well, that's
I
what
assume,
I'm.
Yeah.
That's
like
what
we're
I'm,
not doctors, but I think.
Right.
This isn't Dr. Oz? No? Oh, wrong show.
Sorry. Dr. Oz
oh,
should
Snooki.
Do a show.
Oh, Snooki. Yeah. Oh, she is a woman. So, all right. So, good. What else? Is there anything else that you want to, like, share with us? I mean, what else are you working on?
Oh, well,
like, in the coming, like, to come.
Oh, well, coming in July, July 18th, I believe, I'm going to have a very fun show coming out on True TV.
True. I love True TV.
True. Yes.
Used to be Court TV, now it's True TV. Mm. It's a riot. I don't know how much I can talk about it.
Right.
You can say whatever you want here. You're in the nest of safety.
Well, I will say, no, I will say this because...
TV exclusive.
No, I will say this because...
We have a nest egg of 1 to 2 viewers.
No, we're number 2. Come on. No, when I was first talking to Matt and we were exchanging emails, he told me about this clause, this confidentiality clause.
Right.
That, I mean, and
I think
and
Janet
I get it.
Has one.
I have one.
Brittany
I have
has
a
one.
I have one.
Gaga has one. Courtney says about her age, probably.
I have a confidentiality clause.
No, you can't even pronounce it.
Confidentiality.
Matt, you were saying.
What was I saying?
You were saying there's.
You didn't want to disclose too much.
Yeah, you don't want to
disclose. Oh, the next show that I'm working on.
Exactly.
Right. I don't think I can say too much, but whenever I do talk to people about it, I say it's a combination of Operation Repo and Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Ooh,
okay.
That's a lovely combo.
So I'm going to let that sink in. You
and
guys
I'm,
interpret
and,
that.
And
yeah.
Obviously, it's a reality show. And I, by the way, True TV is a great network.
Yes,
absolutely.
It really is.
I absolutely love it. I wish we could do something from that network. I may pitch something like tomorrow, like in the next hour.
Pitching.
Just give me the thumbs. But I just want to say thank you, Matt, for coming to the
absolutely.
Studio.
Yeah, I'm so glad to
Is
come.
Is there anything else that you want to share with us?
I just remembered the very first day of casting for this season, for season 3 at RuPaul's. Mm-hmm. It happened at my office, and I remember having such a crappy weekend. Mm-hmm. And it was Monday morning coming in. I was not excited to come into work. And as I'm pulling into the garage, I notice there is this line outside of over 50 drag queens.
Yay!
Like out in their best at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday fun day.
So, Operation Filter a Queen.
I know. So okay, so now here's my question. Okay, so were you involved in the casting process at all?
I wasn't, but I told a lot of them good luck. And
however, like so, did you see anything when you looked at that parking lot? You saw all those drag queens out there. Did you see any one thing that stood out? Were they all dressed in drag, or were they just
sweat? They were all dressed in drag. They're
beads
all in,
of sweat.
They're all in their best. You know, uh-huh. They wanted. You know, they were
their Monday's finest.
They were dressed to impress. Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, and I mean, it's.
Did you recognize any of the contestants?
I didn't know because we didn't know who any of them were yet.
Oh. If only.
Right.
Oh. If only.
Right.
Right on.
I mean, I do remember. Oh God, who's the really big one?
Mimi,
I'm first.
Yes,
Mimi Nation.
Yes, it's hard. It was hard to forget her. She was.
Yeah, you can't. You know, yeah, you can't forget her.
But yes, they're all very nice. They're very very excited. They had some jitters and like I'm like, good luck, everyone. They're like, thank you.
They were nice because they thought you worked for the actual.
I know exactly.
Right, exactly.
They were actually waiting for the actual casting couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote unquote. So thank you, Matt, for coming
absolutely.
To the studio.
Yeah,
we really
thank
appreciate
you, very much.
You
yeah, I'm
coming
glad to
by.
Come. Yeah.
And so we're gonna move on to our news and gossip with DJ Jesse Janity.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So in 2012, more drag queens will be lip-syncing for their lives as Logo announced last Tuesday that a fourth season of RuPaul's Drag Race will be renewed. Expect bigger personalities and bigger drama, backbending theatrics, and backbiting, hair extension and hair-raising moments.
Yeah. So we get to do this hopefully again in 2012.
I'm ready.
From the beginning. We picked up the show, I guess, episode like 7 or 8. And
the world still exists.
And we're still here. here. Well, 2012 isn't supposed to end until the end of 2012, so we'll be here, hopefully. That's if...
Well, somebody has hope.
They will help us.
So, somewhere in New York City right now... Cameras are rolling as the A-List New York has begun shooting season 2. Yes, as you read this, somewhere in Manhattan, a camera crew is pointing their gear at either Ryken, Derek, Austin, his hubby Jake, Ryan, TJ, Mike Ruiz, and Rodney. They're prepping to hit sassy charity events, capture drunk slinging squabbles, record dishy brunches serving gossip and mimosas, and they'll very likely be following some seriously different dynamics as the show gets underway for season 2.
May I just say that I am definitely pitching this to AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV is already on it.
Oh, really? Can I be a part of it?
Me too.
We'll talk about that after the show.
If you're good.
Depending how many more Britney comments.
We love Britney Spears.
There's a little Britney in all
this.
I
did it again.
I play with the your heart.
Alright, nope. Now no brown nosing. So Logo has added 2 new projects to Slate this fall. Docu-reality series Sex RX looks at the world of sex addiction, dysfunction, and relationships. The 10-part, 1-hour series featured noted sex addiction specialist Christopher Donahue as he offers guidance to sex treatment groups. Also, Logo's popular A-List New York is expanding with a whole new local and cast, the A-List Dallas. The 11-part, 1-hour docu-reality series will follow Dallas-based gay men and straight women out of the socialite scene. True Entertainment's Steven Weinstock and Glenda Hirsch serve as executive producers.
I think this is just good news because Logo kind of goes on under the radar, and they're actually coming out with, like...
some legit shows.
Well... A-List may not be as legit,
I love A-List too.
It's like my guilty pleasure. But like they're coming up, and I think that's
being
good
more
for
mainstream.
Yeah. And I think that's good, kind of good for the LGBT
get the word out
community.
Get the word out.
Yeah. So way to go. Thumbs up.
And that's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yay.
Right.
So now. I mean, we'll do predictions, but there's really nothing to
What's
predict.
What's going
to
happen at the reunion?
Who's going to get their weave snatched?
So, predictions.
Atta girl.
For the... Seeing I don't have any here. I
want Raja to serve every one of those hoes.
I'll go last. So, what do we predict for the reunion?
Is Raja going to come back with a boob job like somebody we know?
No. That's your prediction? That's
I'm just
that's
asking.
A, that's a fair prediction. What about you, Raymond? Spinner tooth dolphin. Go ahead.
Spinner tooth got left.
Oh, sorry. What's your prediction for the reunion? Nothing. So Cameron, what is your prediction for the reunion?
Speaking of spinner tooth, yeah, they really edited Alexis's tooth this episode.
Well, they shot it from a different side.
Yeah, they angled her out.
Yeah, they instead of shooting her left side, they moved more to the right. Yeah.
Make a girl look good for the finale.
They probably thought, well, this was shot a long time ago. So
they felt bad, being a finalist. They didn't want to.
Yeah.
But Raja, I think Raja's going to come. She's going to serve it to all those hoes that she thought she's going to say exactly what she really wanted to say even further.
Mm. Thank you to all the little people.
Matt, prediction?
Well, I don't think I have any predictions for the reunion show, but I do predict that there will be many more seasons of this show to come.
Yes.
I mean, one thing that I noticed from working on season 2 and then just being, an audience member of season 3 was the great increase in production value and the A-List celebrity guest judges and just the popularity of this show in general. And it's become, a great, hit.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to, get better and better.
I definitely agree. I think, especially this season, I mean, they had Sharon Osbourne, they had LaToya Jackson, and they may not be big, but they're like, notable people. So
yes.
I totally agree.
Well, it's definitely
agree.
A step up from season 2, and I believe season 4 will definitely be a great step
Hopefully
up.
Hopefully they'll have better drag queens in season 4.
Well, from what I saw from the casting, there are plenty of drag queens.
We are ready.
Yeah.
They will not be in short supply.
DJ, Jesse, any predictions?
Yeah, what's the...
the reunion.
No, I know what we're talking about. What's the one who had all the stubble on the face? What's her name?
The really pretty one.
Nah,
but
I don't know.
The hard makeup.
From this season?
Yeah, the one that...
The hard makeup.
Shangela?
Shangela, there we go. I think Shangela's going to get ragged on by half of the bitches up there.
I thought you were going to say she's going to come back for season four. I was about to throw something through that glass over there.
They're going to make comments about that box. Why does that mean? That box should not be...
What did Vanilla say? Yeah, I'll just be in the box in season four.
I'm in the box season four, bitch.
So I guess my prediction is that they're all gonna come back. Shanji's gonna be the center of attention,
and
Carmen's gonna be naked, and Raja is gonna be Raja.
Raja can look down her nose at Shangela and say, "Bitch,
work them legs, girl."
Might I add, this episode of AfterBuzz TV was brought to you by Absolute.
Berry acai.
And there you have it, guys. We have come to the conclusion of our AfterBuzz TV finale of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Bittersweet.
Thank you guys for coming. Courtney, we miss you. Matt, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Courtney.
And that's it, guys. Oh.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@afterbuzztv.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Cries. I don't slayed your whole entire f***ing life.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
What you tied? You need a break? You was hot when? Ricky Lake.